10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I got what you need if you need a little peace. All that stressing out gonna hurt your skin routine. Band is on the run, shout out Paul McCartney. Jesus gonna take the wheel, I'm in the passenger seat. Got my feet hanging out though. Learn from the best, if you can't say it with your chest, then don't say it with your mouth, bro. Name become a household. I remember when they used to say you gonna need more than faith. Well, look how we turned out though.
I got what you need, I promise. Don't hold back, you feel good, honest. Leave your frustrations, no expectations. What's it gonna be?
What's it gonna be?
I got what you need, no worries. Won't judge it, I ain't no jury. Even your wildest, your unsaid, your loudest of dreams. So tell me what you need.
Eight minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I can't wait for you to get here. I can't wait for you to get here. For picture frames, padlocked with all our names, just like we planned it, just like we planned it. Coach on an aeroplane, back in my arms again, just like we planned it. Go when you land it. I can't wait for you to get here.
7 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Winning, took a walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're grounded. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh no, no, we don't lose. Oh no, no, we get loose. Oh no, no, how about you?
Hey, how about you? How about round of afternoon you come on through? That'll take a man right out his blues.
But she got worse, that'll ride around too. That'll really, that'll put me in the mood. Cause I like to have a minute, maybe more than a few. And we gon' make the most of the time that we do. God, she can fall in love when I get her in the coupe. She's reminded I'm a dupe. I'm a dude, always on the up and up. She gon' tell her friends that the goat has been hitting the rut. Had to stick away for a sec while the chunk of bump. Bumping that fun, yeah, so I stay lit. I don't need the chief to be getting my lift. I don't need a band just to live in my grip. Cause I found out with the grind, out to the piff like nah. No smoke, I can get real down when I'm broken. I don't see a way out with no hope. But she can keep me cool, calm, that's dope.
And I said, ooh.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
When all my fears are talking and my back's against the wall, I'm still standing tall. I'm unstoppable.
Come on.
I'm still right here. I'm unstoppable. Don't fear, I feel. I'm unstoppable. I'm still right here. I'm unstoppable. I'm not stopping. I'm unstoppable.
And here's for all the times I gave up midway,
all of them,
for listening to what my so-called friends say.
Remember,
I just know I came too far to quit now.
Quit now.
Plus I'm still hungry, need 10 plates, so relax, I'm back. No relapse, just he raps when he hears the track. His story lines up with his glory, all facts. And I'm just knowing so thankful for that. When I realized where he took me from, my cry, cause I remember how I felt when I ain't have none. Finally see a little bit of success, but lose my grandma. It's all a lesson, gotta learn to love.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ay. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ay. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ay.
Just 30 more seconds.
Just
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Well, two wins in a row isn't anything crazy, but it's a good start to this series for the Frisco Rough Riders, especially with a winless series last week. And the first two games of this series go the Rough Riders' way. Coming off a 10-4 victory last night, Frisco Rough Riders coming back at it for the third game of a six-game series with the Amarillo Sod Poodles here tonight between the AA Rangers affiliate and the AA Diamondbacks affiliate of the Sod Poodles. Hi again, everybody. Alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden. Pleased to be with you for game number 35 of the season. We are halfway through the first half, also known as the first quarter of the season. Frisco is now 15-19 on the season, and now a half game ahead of Amarillo, which is 15-20. Jack Leiter with a career-high 10 strikeouts yesterday and did not allow a run until the sixth inning. He did allow a three-run home run, but still did collect the victory in that 10-4 win for the Rough Riders. Frisco collecting 10 hits in the ballgame and did not commit an error. Looking to piggyback off that great performance, Ryan Garcia takes the ball today for Frisco. His seventh start of the season, still looking for his first win. He has three losses on the year, a 9.64 ERA that has climbed a bit, a good start to the season, but Garcia has been hit around a little bit the last three starts. He'll try to bounce back here and calm down the Sod Poodles' bats. The starter for Amarillo, a spot starter, Jeff Bain, not normally one of their starting rotation guys, but he slots into the lineup and will be the right-hand starting pitcher today for Sean Roof and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. A 6'4", 200-pounder out of Montebello, California, is so far charged with a 6.85 ERA. He is 0-1 and gets the start his first of the season and first since he was pitching at the AAA level last year. So Jeff Bain and Ryan Garcia on the mound. The Sod Poodles and the Frisco Rough Riders going at it for the third game of this week here at Riders Field. Well, up next, we've got a conversation continuing with Liam Hicks. We had part one of that discussion yesterday. Today, we'll hear part two, where Liam starts to talk about some of his defensive approach to catching and his choice between the traditional crouch versus the one-leg variety with one leg up and one leg kind of splayed out, which is more the common usage these days catching. So when he learned that, why he prefers that, as well as how hockey factors into his background. He is a Canadian coming out of Toronto. So the Frisco Rough Riders catcher, who is in the starting lineup today, Liam Hicks, joins us when we return. First pitch at 6:35 today. Stay with us on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problem. Workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Well, it's game three of the six-game series tonight between the Rough Riders and the visiting Amarillo Sod Poodles. Joined in this pregame show by Frisco catcher Liam Hicks, also joined us yesterday, part one of that conversation. And now we'll hear the second part, asking Liam about some of his defensive techniques. So always interesting to hear how catchers operate behind the dish
And also some little notes about hockey. He did grow up in Toronto in Canada, and so his hockey background comes up. So here is Frisco catcher Liam Hicks. Defensive technique, you know, catching's gone through phases over the years, and now it's more common one leg down. Guys are taught traditional crouch. It's changed over the years. What were you coached at growing up, and how has that changed over the years just in terms of your technique behind the plate?
Growing up, definitely like the traditional catcher and like the squat the whole game. And then getting to the Rangers organization, we have a really good catching coordinator, Garrett Kennedy, and great catching coaches at each level. So we really embrace the one knee, or kind of, it's more just whatever makes you the best catcher. They go through a ton of data to like figure out which stance is going to be most optimal for you. And obviously, like, I wouldn't say I'm the most flexible person in the world. So one knee has definitely helped me, I think, keep strikes and maybe get some balls as called strikes and help me get to those kind of bottom of the zone pitches.
Okay. Was that hard to transition to go to one knee?
Honestly, it's easy.
Really?
Yeah, I have much more difficulty now going to a traditional stance. Mm-hmm. One knee, it's honestly a lot easier receiving and also blocking, I think, is one of the underrated parts. You're already so close to the ground.
Yeah.
All those pitches that are outside of your body's width, you're going to have to pick anyways. Mm-hmm. So we work on the hands a lot. So anything within our body framework, you're already on the ground. It's pretty easy to block.
Joined by Liam Hicks here on the show. How about throwing down to second? The difference between coming out of your crouch in a traditional crouch versus being down on one knee. Is there a pros and cons for the one knee that you're doing now?
I'd say definitely it's a little bit more work out of one knee, but you're also anticipating the runner. We kind of bring that leg back in and kind of get back to the traditional stance at some point. So you end up throwing from a pretty normal old school stance, as some would call it. So I think just constant reps with that, it's helped a lot.
Yeah. Last thing or two, you bat left, throw right. Are you naturally right hand, just learned how to hit lefty growing up, or what was that process like?
Well, I played hockey before I played baseball, and I shot left-handed. My dad was shot left-handed too. My brother shot left-handed. Okay. So I think because of that, it just made hitting naturally.
Okay.
And I don't know what it is with Canadian players, but I'd say the majority of them are left-handed hitters. So
interesting. But you're naturally right-handed?
Right-handed.
Okay.
I write with my right hand, right-handed.
Okay.
But
So why shoot left-handed?
I don't know what it is. I guess I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I shoot left-handed, hit left-handed, golf left-handed.
Okay.
So
interesting.
I don't know what it is.
Do you still throw on the skates a little bit and get on the ice, or is that a far distant past for you?
Definitely when I go back home in the off season, maybe a couple times with some buddies back home, just to get the mind off baseball, try and do something else. But I don't miss it too much.
Okay, good. Well, I appreciate your time, Liam. Best of luck going forward the rest of the season. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, stay tuned to the rest of the pregame show. Starting lineups coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
After two glorious decades of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, it's time to celebrate the 20th anniversary weekend. In the first 3 days of September, Riders Field will travel back in time to 2003 with a blast from the past spectacular. Come out to the ballpark for throwback giveaways Friday through Sunday, September 1st through 3rd, with an alumni autograph session on Saturday. Many former players will be at Riders Field for the 20th anniversary weekend, so book your tickets now to make sure you're here too. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, the Rough Riders try to keep the win streak going. Game three of a six-game series. The Rough Riders winning the first two of this week against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Thanks for joining us, everybody, on the Riders Baseball Network. Josh Warden alongside Zach Bagley. Here are the starting lineups for both teams as we are about 5 minutes away from first pitch. The manager for the Sod Poodles, Sean Roof, fills out his lineup with Ryan Bliss at the top of the card. He plays second base with a league-leading batting average of .397. Batting second and playing center field for the Soddies is Tim Tawa. Hitting third and playing first base is Caleb Roberts with a three-run home run yesterday. Hitting cleanup and playing left field, A.J. Vukovic. Then it's Davison De Los Santos, the third baseman who bats fifth. Hitting sixth in the lineup and catching Adrian Del Castillo. Then it's Juan Centeno playing, hitting seventh and DHing tonight for Amarillo. Hitting eighth and playing short, Kevin Vicuña. And rounding out the nine, the right fielder, Jared Watkins. No Jordan Lawler in the lineup ever since he got hit by a pitch on Tuesday. Here's Carlos Cardoza's starting lineup. He puts Aaron Zavala back at the top. He leads off once again after joining the team yesterday. Reinstated off the injured list, he once again plays right field. Then DHing is Evan Carter. He bats second, a rare DH spot for Evan. Batting third and playing second base is Thomas Sajesi. Cleanup hitter and center fielder is Kellen Straw. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Dustin Harris. Then hitting sixth and playing the hot corner, Nick Tanalu with two home runs yesterday. Batting seventh and playing first base is Trevor Hobbert. Hitting eighth and catching today, our pregame guest, Liam Hicks. And rounding out the nine, the shortstop, Chris Cease. Fills out the card for Carlos Cardoza. There is the starting lineup for both teams. Frisco looking for its 16th win of the season. Here in game number 35 of the year, Amarillo is 15-20, one half game below Frisco in the standings, and now the Rough Riders have a 6-5 lead in the season series between these two clubs. So this is meeting number 12 on the season between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. All right, we will take a break and come back with first pitch. When we come back, Zach Bigley has the call for game three of this series. Ryan Garcia will throw out the first pitch when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Rough Riders grapple with Texas League opponents night in and night out, and the grappling gets even more dramatic on June 3rd for Lucha Libre Night. Get your wrestling fix at Riders Field with a special appearance from former ECW champion Chavo Guerrero Jr. With the meet and greet during the game, a Cresos de Frisco wrestling mask giveaway, and a mariachi band at the ballpark. You can't miss the Rough Riders on June 3rd. We'll see you at the Diamond and in the wrestling ring for Lucha Libre Night, Saturday, June 3rd at 7:05. Vamos Cresos!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups.
Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Strom to third. He's steaming around. The relay, not in time.
Up to the wall, and that ball is out of here. Chris sees homers again.
Nick Tanelew with his second homer of the inning.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
A grand slam for Trevor Hauber on opening day.
Ninth strikeout of the evening for Jack Leiter. How about a career high in punchouts through four innings?
Swing and a miss, struck him out, and the Riders win.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in, he's under it. He makes the catch! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
Ryan Garcia back into his windup, and the first pitch of the ball game is low and away. We're underway in Frisco, Texas, 6:36 with the game's first pitch. In Game 3 of this six-game series between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles, the 1-0 is just a hair outside with a fastball, and it's two balls and no strikes. Happy to have you along, everybody. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. It's a partly cloudy but nonetheless very comfortable day for baseball on this Thursday evening. The 2-0. Low off the outside corner, three balls and no strikes to Bliss. 83 degrees and 8-mile-an-hour winds blowing softly out to left field. Ryan Garcia, the Rough Riders starter, back into his wind. The 3-0 is on the outside corner for a strike at the knees. And it's now 3-1 on Ryan Bliss. Ryan Garcia making his seventh start of the season for the Rough Riders. 0-3 on the season. The pitch is sent high in the air to deep left field. Harris back to the warning track, looking up at the fence, and it's gone. Ryan Bliss with his seventh homer of the season. And he starts the ball game off with a home run for the Sod Poodles. The leading hitter in the Texas League goes long, hitting .397 entering into today. And the former Auburn Tiger makes it 1-0 Amarillo. On a 3-1 pitch, got a fastball low and away, and sent it 362 feet to left field. First pitch to Tim Tawa is high and tight. One ball, no strikes. A rude greeting for Ryan Garcia, who has had some trouble with the long ball this year with the Rough Riders. The 1-0 pitch. Just misses high and outside with the slider. Two balls, no strikes. That's his eighth home run he's allowed, and this is his seventh start. On the season, a 9.64 earned run average. The 2-0. Fouled straight back, and it's 2-1. 18 and two-thirds innings, 21 strikeouts for him, to 12 walks, opponents hitting .303 against the right-hander. The Arcadia, California native winds back and fires. Breaking ball misses inside. Three balls and one strike. Former second-round pick of the Rangers back in 2019 out of UCLA. Peers over his glove, winds the 3-1. There's a high pop-up back behind home. And just over to our left. Three balls and two strikes on Tim Tawa. 1-0 Amarillo. Top of the first inning. Nobody out. Nobody on. Garcia peels back in the payoff home. Popped up again back behind home plate. And Liam Hicks, the Riders catcher, watched it go foul. Still three balls, two strikes.
Well, Frisco hopes that this game is like April 27th. Ryan Bliss did the exact same thing in that series in Amarillo. Homered to leading off the first inning. The good thing for Frisco is that was the only run that Amarillo scored that entire day, and Frisco went on to win 5-1.
3-2. Down low and inside for ball four. Home run and a walk.
begin things in the first inning. Caleb Roberts, who homered yesterday, stands in. And John Goble will go out and chat with Garcia. One start for Garcia against Amarillo. That was in Hodgetown. He allowed 3 runs on 5 hits and 4 1/3. Struck out 5 and walked 2. This month has been really tough so far for Garcia. He lasted just 2/3 of an inning, allowing 5 runs in Midland. And then last week against Wichita here at home, 8 runs on 7 hits in 2 2/3 innings. All that damage coming in the third inning against him before exiting. Goble out there chatting with him. Rough Riders defense behind Ryan Garcia today looks like this. It's Dustin Harris in left field, Kellen Strom in center, and Aaron Zavala in right. Nick Tanelu gets his first start at third base today this entire season. Chris Cease is at shortstop. Thomas Sajacy at second, and Trevor Hover at first base. Liam Hicks gives the sign to Garcia, who fires home. It's a curveball in the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Chatting with John Goble today, the Rough Riders pitching coach, he said the big keys for Garcia today as he stretches, and the 0-1 high off the outside corner. 1-1 are 2 pitches, the fastball and the curveball. He wants to see him get the curveball over for strikes and the fastball to be elevated and low and away. Here's the stretch and the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good changeup diving low of the zone. 1-2. For Garcia, the stuff is really good, and that fastball has really good ride on it, meaning it plays well up in the zone. Just it's been hit around a little bit this year. Here's the stretch, and a throw goes over to first base. Tawa back in. He's 2-for-2 in steals this year. Garcia has now allowed 5 home runs in his last 3 games, including today. He's ready from the stretch. And he fires over to first again. Tawa back in on his belly. Rough Riders have won the first 2 games of this series against Amarillo, winning game 1, 3-2, and the game against them last night, 10-4. The 1-2, high and away. Changeup slipped out of his hand. It's 2-2. The game last night, it was scoreless into the bottom of the 5th inning when the Rough Riders put up 8 runs. Great offensive performance, and Jack Leiter was brilliant with 10 strikeouts. The pitch is outside. Runner taking off for second, and the throw is in time from Liam Hicks. Tim Tawa caught stealing for the first time this season. It's Hicks' first caught stealing as a catcher for the Rough Riders, and there's one away.
It made it easy on him. The pitch up high, and so he's able to come out of his crouch almost like a pitch out. Pegged him out at second.
3-2 to Roberts. Garcia delivers. Swinging a ground ball, softly hit first base side. Hover has it. Underhand flip to Garcia, covering, and he stomps on the bag in time for the second out. So in a matter of 2 pitches, the inning is completely turned around. It's 1-0 Amarillo. A caught stealing and a ground out. 2 outs for A.J. Vukovic. Vukovic playing in his 29th game, number 12 prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, hitting .264 on the season. First pitch. Line drive up the middle into left center field. That's in for a base hit. Strom gets to it quickly, and he holds Vukovic to a single. 2-out base hit. Davison De Los Santos makes his way to the plate. 1-0 Amarillo, top of the 1st inning. Ryan Garcia has been more of a ground ball pitcher than a fly ball pitcher this year, but fly balls have left the yard mostly. He deals. First pitch is high, and it's 1-0. Entering into this start, 30% of the fly balls have left the yard that he's allowed. Very high percentage. The 1-0. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. One ball and one strike, and he's not going to blow you away with the velocity. He'll be anywhere from 90 to 92 miles an hour. He readies here. And issues in the 1-1. Runner takes off. There's a swing and a fly ball into right center field, hanging up in the air for Zavala. Banana routing under it. He makes the catch, and the side comes to a close in the first inning. One run across, though, on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Solo home run for Ryan Bliss. It's 1-0. Amarillo leads to the bottom of the first inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon! Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Aaron Zavala starts things for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the first inning. Jeff Bain from the stretch, and he fires in the first pitch. Swinging a little looping line drive down the left side and into the seats for a foul ball. 0-1 on Aaron Zavala, who went 2-for-4 in his 2023 season debut in yesterday's ball game. Missed the beginning of the season with right elbow surgery. Here's the stretch in the 0-1 pitch. Zavala takes down and in. One ball and one strike. Great hitter for the season last year for the Rough Riders and High A Hickory, splitting the season between the two stops. Over 400 on base percentage last year. The 1-1. High and away. Two balls, one strike. Already off to a good start. Hitting 500. It's Aaron Zavala, Evan Carter, Thomas Sejasi for the Rough Riders in this bottom half of the first. 2-1. He swings into high fly ball to left field. Vukovic going back. He's at the warning track looking up at the fence, and she's gone. Aaron Zavala cracks his first home run of 2023, and the Rough Riders tie the game at 1. Both teams with leadoff homers. First for Ryan Bliss, then to Aaron Zavala. How about it? Rough Riders' second leadoff home run of the season. Evan Carter had one in San Antonio earlier this year. He now steps to the plate. Tied at 1. First pitch. On the inside edge for a strike. With a slider and it's 0-1. Aaron Zavala goes to the opposite field for a home run. The 0-1. Just misses inside with a fastball. And it's one ball and one strike. Mickey Smith is behind the plate today calling balls and strikes. Kellen Martin, our third base umpire, and Steven Rios Jr., our first base umpire. 1-1 is drilled foul down the right field line. Carter got out in front of it. 107 off the bat, but a foul ball. One ball, two strikes on it. Jeff Bain has succumbed to the home run ball this year, especially from left-handed batters. 1-2, swinging a ground ball up the middle. The second baseman, Bliss, backhands, fires to first, not in time. Evan Carter beats it out, on an infield single to the second baseman Bliss, who backhanded and then double clutched as he was falling away with his momentum carrying him towards left field. Evan Carter, too fast, beats it out for an infield single. His second hit of the series, and Thomas Sejacy makes his way to the plate. That home run from Zavala, the sixth home run that Bain has allowed against lefties, just one to righties this year. The pitch. Swinging a looper into center field, and that's in for a base hit. Thomas Sejacy singles, and the Rough Riders have their first three aboard in the game. Leadoff homer. Evan Carter single. Thomas Sejacy single. And the Rough Riders are in business in the first inning. Kellen Strom to the plate. Rough Riders cleanup hitter. Right-handers were just hitting 236 against Bain this year. Left-handers 412. The pitch. This is just high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Strom hitting 234 on the season. Two homers, eight RBIs. 1-0 toss. Strom swings, fouls it straight back. And it's 1-1. The center fielder has been hitting really well as of late, though, in his last 16 games, hitting 317. Hits in 10 of his last 12 as well, hitting over 350 during that stretch. One-one. Swing and a miss. Whiffed on a slider, and it's 1-2. Rough Riders continue their proclivity for scoring in the first inning this year. It's now 26 first inning runs for the Rough Riders in 35 games. The stretch, and Bain the 1-2. Swinging a high pop-up. Shallow right field, down the line. Roberts going out, the first baseman in foul territory, reaches out and can't make the basket catch. Off of his glove. And it's still one ball and two strikes. Tough play for Roberts going back and trying to make the over-the-shoulder catch. It was just off the edge of his glove on the heel. And it's still one ball, two strikes.
And I love Evan Carter's hustle. I mean, he sprinted to third, not because he dropped it, because if it was caught, he would have gotten a third on the catch.
Instead, he's back at second base. And the 1-2. Strom swings, chops it up the middle. The shortstop, Acuna's got it. Underhand flip to Bliss for one. On to first, not in time. And a fielder's choice eliminates Sejacy for the first down at second base. Strom on with the fielder's choice, 6-4, hustling all the way. Runners on the corners now for the Rough Riders. Tied at one, bottom of the first inning for Dustin Harris. Harris having himself a series, 4-for-7 with a home run and a couple RBIs. Went 1-for-3 yesterday. Stole a couple bases as well. Bain delivers. Low and away, one ball, no strikes. Jeff Bain making his first start of the season for Amarillo and really making his first double-A start since June 6th, 2021. That was actually here in Frisco. He allowed 3 runs on 6 hits over 4 2/3 innings in that game. The 1-0 pitch. Foul back. One ball and one strike. Over the last two seasons, 2021 and 2022, he made a combined 13 starts. Mostly out of the bullpen, though. Double A and high A. Double A and triple A, I should say. Throw goes over to first, and Strom's back in. So far this season, 10 appearances all out of the pen. 0-1 with a 6.85 ERA and all those home runs that he's allowed. He stretches, and the 1-1. Harris swings and misses, and it's 1-2. Facing another left-hander, which is a big problem for him this year. Rough Riders would certainly like to take advantage. Already seen one left-hander hit a home run, and Carter pick up a single. Throw goes over to first again, and Strom is back in safely. Kellen's 3-for-3 in steals this year. Three, 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 three. Main looks in for the sign. He's ready from the stretch. Double play depth up the middle defensively for Amarillo. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Runner goes down to second. And here comes the runner home. Carter slides in safely ahead of the throw. The throw went down to second. Vicuña cut it off. The shortstop fired home. And Carter comes in to score on the double steal. Well, Dustin Harris down on strikes for the second out of the inning. First strikeout for Jeff Bain. But the Rough Riders execute the double steal perfectly, and it's 2-0 Frisco. Strom with his fourth steal, Carter with his sixth, and Nick Tanelu steps in. Tanelu having himself a very good series. Here's the stretch in the pitch. High, and it's one ball and no strikes. Two homers yesterday. He became the first player in Rough Riders franchise history to hit two home runs in a single inning when he did it in the fifth yesterday. He said it was the first time he'd ever done it in his career. The stretch and the 1-0 pitch. Swinging a high fly ball to deep left center field. Vukovich to the warning track at the wall. And gone! Nick Tanelu's done it again. His fourth home run in the last three games, and the Rough Riders extend their lead to 4-1. Oh, man, he's on fire. This is crazy. He said he once had back-to-back multi-home run games in Las Vegas where the ball absolutely flies, but he now has four in his last three games and homers in three in a row, and the Rough Riders lead 4-1 in the first inning. Oh, man. Here's Trevor Hover. First pitch is high and away. One ball, no strikes.
Just had enough juice, too. I think that third base umpire Kellen Martin saw it right. Just got over that yellow mark with Vukovich making an attempt on it.
The pitch. Hover swings, sends it in the air down the left field line. Vukovich a long run, and it's out of play. A foul ball makes it one ball and one strike. Yeah, it's kind of an odd situation here at Riders Field where on the left field wall, there's a black chain link fence above the paddock. If it hits off that chain link fence, it's a home run. And it just had enough to get over. First, it had to clear Vukovic's glove and then had to clear that yellow line. It did both. So a two-run homer for Nick Tanelu to left field. Rough Riders lead 4-1. The 1-1 is sent high in the air, foul left side. And it's one ball and two strikes. Rough Riders have had two homers in this inning. It's the fifth time they've had a two-homer inning this year. Bain from the stretch. And the 1-2 pitch. Hover swings, sends it in the air out to left field. Much more manageable for Vukovich, who charges in. It's the shortstop Vicuña going back. He makes the catch. And the side comes to a close in the first inning. But big damage done. Four runs across on four hits. No errors and nobody left on base. To the top of the second inning, it's the Rough Riders 4, the Sun Poodles 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening, too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing. The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the second inning in Frisco, Texas. A lot of scoring so far. Both teams with leadoff homers. The Rough Riders tack on three more, including the fourth home run in the last three games for Nick Tanelu. Adrian Del Castillo leads off the top of the second for Amarillo. Ryan Garcia back into his wind in the pinch. Curveball at the top of the zone for a strike. 0-1. The Rough Riders with their fifth multi-home run inning, I should say, of the season. The pitch, low and away, 1-1, and the Rough Riders offense continues to produce. This had been a team that was eighth in the league in home runs, and they have turned that around so far in this series. 1-1, swing and a miss, and the ball goes helicoptering, or the bat goes helicoptering over the Amarillo dugout down the first base side and into the first row of stands beyond the dugout. And it's 1-2, and Del Castillo is going to have to get some more pine tar on that bat. It's been happening a lot recently.
I feel like most people couldn't chuck the bat that far if you tried. And he's trying to hold on to it and not let it go that far. And it traveled a good, first base is 90 feet. That's caroming to an angle and beyond it. That's
110, 120.
Triple digits for sure.
Yeah,
I think I'll give 112.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll measure it. We'll figure it out. Exit distance.
Yeah.
1-2. Swinging a ground ball. Softly hit the second baseman, Thomas Sujacy. He's got it and throws him out at first.
I did check TrackMan. It did not register exit velocity on the bat. It did not give you no exit velo on the barrel there.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it's too bad. I was really curious.
One away in the second, 4-1 Rough Riders for 33-year-old Juan Centeno, the oldest player in the league. And the first pitch, this is high. 1-1, no strikes, just up with the changeup. And according to TrackMan, that was not only a strike, but a lot of a strike. It was at the top or upper part of the zone. The 1-0, swinging a line drive to left center field, twisting away from Strom on the run. He runs it down, makes the chest-high catch. Two away. Play by Kellen. Two outs and Kevin Vicuña steps in. 4-1 Rough Riders in the second. It would be so huge for Garcia to kind of shake things off, have a clean inning here in the second. Allowed a solo home run to begin the ball game, and then a walk and a base hit as well in the first inning. First offering. Swing and a miss. It's slider low. It's 0-1. It was the third inning that was the problem inning for him last week. The 0-1. Check swing. Strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-2. So trying to get through this second. Trying to carry things across. Good thing is the Rough Riders have already backed him offensively. 0-2 pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's still 0-2. The wild thing is sometimes as a pitcher you want runs, but you don't want too many runs in too lengthy of an inning. Yesterday, Jack Leiter, in his start, 10 strikeouts through 5 shutout innings. And then the Rough Riders put up 8 runs in the bottom half of the 5th. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. First strikeout for Ryan Garcia. And he picks up a 1-2-3 second inning. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Our score, it's the Rough Riders 4, the Sod Poodles 1 on the Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Liam Hicks starts things for the Rough Riders in the home half of the second inning. Rough Riders leading 4-1, and the first pitch is drilled up the middle into center. Tawa coming on, and he makes the hip-high catch. And Hicks is retired for the first down in the second. Well-struck ball. Tawa able to track it down. Chris Cease makes his way in. Rough Riders 4, Sod Poodles 1. All the action coming in the first inning in this game. Bain from the stretch looking for a bounce back frame in the pitch. Inside on Cease, and it's one ball and no strikes. Chris Cease is finally back at shortstop. His original position and his natural position, and it feels like it's been a while since we've seen him there. Bain offers. Swinging a fly ball, foul right side, and we're even at one ball and one strike with one out in the second. 4-1 our score. Chris Cease has been put out in the outfield for the first time in his career, playing in center and in left. 1-1 pitch. Strike on the upper edge inside corner, and it's one ball and two strikes. And he said earlier today he was very happy to be back at shortstop. Says he feels like he's been a while since he's been able to play there, and it's been since the middle of last week, back on the 11th, that he has actually played at short. Only played four innings there, though, because of Corey Seager's rehab. The pitch. Swing and a miss, and a high fastball up and away for strike three, and C strikes out. There are two away. Second strikeout for Jeff Bain, and back up at the top of the order, it's Aaron Zavala, who homered his last time. Before that game, or this game today, Chris Cease hasn't made a start at shortstop since the second to last game in Midland on May 6th. It's been a long time since he's been at short. Offering home to Zavala. Takes a hair inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Aaron Zavala now 3-for-5 to start his season. Very similar to what he did last year when he came up with the Rough Riders initially from High A Hickory. The pitch fits onto the outer edge for a strike. One ball and one strike on Zavala. He ended up hitting .277 with the Rough Riders, but he got off to a blazing hot start when he first came up. Joined the team when they were on the road in Springfield. The pitch. Breaking ball settles to the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Through the first month in AA, his first 16 games, he was hitting over .400. Three homers. Had a really tough month of September, though, hitting just .148 in his last month to drop down his batting average, but he was off to a very good start. Bain readies in the 1-2 pitch. Zavala swings, grounds at first base side. Robert smothers it, takes it to the pillow himself, and retires the former University of Oregon product with a final out of the second. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go to the top of the third inning. Our score, it's the Rough Riders 4, the Sod Poodles 1. And Josh Wharton on the play-by-play next to the Riders Baseball Network and Bally Lock.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Hey guys, this is Tristan Pauly. You're listening in to the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks for tuning in.
The third inning here from Riders Field with the Frisco Rough Riders holding a 4-1 advantage over the visiting Amarillo Sod Poodles. Thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network. Ryan Garcia toes the slab, goes into the wind to Jared Watkins, first pitch is down and in to Watkins, ball one. First time that Watkins has come to the plate this series. He's the 9-hole hitter and his first start of the week. Game three of this week, Frisco claiming victory the first two games. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball swung on and just clipped a part of it into the glove of Liam Hicks. Strike one on Jared Watkins. Just his fifth game played in his career at the AA level. Left-hand hitter with a 1-1 count from Garcia. He watches it down low for ball two. He was playing independent ball before and after COVID, his first professional baseball experience before joining affiliated baseball in the minor leagues. Here's the 2-1. Fastball that's fouled away, third base side. Got signed with the Diamondbacks 2022. Free agent signing is 26-year-old from Washington. Not the state, but a town in Illinois. Two balls, two strikes to Jared Watkins, the right fielder tonight. Here's the pitch. He takes a breaking ball and hits it high to left field, not deep. Coming in is Dustin Harris. He camps underneath and makes the catch. So Ryan Garcia has done a good job ever since allowing that leadoff home run to the very first batter he faced today. He has allowed just a single since, no more runs, and now has retired five in a row. Top of the lineup now, it is Ryan Bliss, who had that home run. The very first batter of this contest. Here's the first pitch. He takes it in the dirt, skips off the glove of Liam Hicks. It was a 3-1 pitch when he homered to left field. Got ahead 3-0. Took a pitch to get Ryan Garcia back in the count a little bit, but still very much a hitter's count when Ryan Bliss homered. Here's the 1-0 offering to Ryan, and he takes it on the inside corner, 1-1. Ryan Garcia struggled a bit when he's not getting ahead of hitters. When there's just one strike in the count this season, hitters are averaging over 500 against him. But when he's ahead 0-2 or 1-2, they're hitting under 200. Here's the 1-1. He swings and fouls it back. Bliss now with two strikes on him, so Ryan Garcia doing a good job of getting ahead in the count. 4-1 Frisco, top half of the third inning here at Riders Field. Garcia trying to put away the one guy who has scored off him tonight. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball swung on. Bliss just got a piece of it and fouls it off the catcher. And the entire Frisco coaching staff takes a deep breath. Is our catcher okay? Liam Hicks is. But the last two games, Frisco's starting catcher has been injured early, even before they took an at-bat. Liam has taken an at-bat today. That's a good sign. He came in the last two games, not as the starting catcher, but played the rest of the game. Today he is the starting catcher. Here's another 1-2 pitch from Ryan Garcia. It's outside on the slider. Two balls and two strikes to Ryan Bliss. Bliss with 54 hits this season. Well, now 55, including that home run, most in the league. The 2-2. He swings and flies it to right field. Well hit. Aaron Zavala running back to the warning track. Curls parallel to the wall, and he makes the catch. Curled around it and got all the way to the track before cutting laterally towards the foul line. And he puts it away, and a loud fly out for Ryan Bliss. Traveled 342 feet. But it is out number two in the third inning. Tim Tawa, the batter, with the bases empty. 4-1 lead for Frisco. In the top half of the third, Ryan Garcia back to the wide. First pitch is outside for a ball. This is the 300th inning that Frisco pitchers have accounted for this season. There's the 1-0 to Tawa. He takes a bit of a swing, went around two-thirds of the way. That's strike one. The Frisco pitchers have 342 strikeouts. Good to have more than one per inning is the idea. Here's the 1-1. Hit foul at the Frisco dugout side, third base portion. And gets two strikes on Tim Tawa. Ryan Garcia has decent strikeout numbers, not overpowering stuff, but he does have slightly over one strikeout per inning, just one today into the third. But Frisco pitchers top half in the league in terms of strikeouts this season. Pretty good stuff from the starting pitchers. And great starts from T.K. Roby and Jack Leiter the last 2 days. Here's the 1-2. Fastball swung on and missed. How about a strikeout right there? Liam Hicks jumps out in front, and did he foul it off? No, he is out. There we go. Strike three. Ryan Garcia punches out Tim Tawa to conclude the third inning, and he is now retired six in a row, and goes 1-2-3 in the third. It is seven in a row. Let me give him credit for it. We head to the bottom of the third. It's 4-1 Frisco, right from Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Evan Carter digs in for the Rough Riders in the home half of the third inning. 4-1 lead for Frisco. Evan Carter, who scored the go-ahead run back in the first inning after singling, steps back in to face Jeff Bain for a second time. First pitch is swung on and hit well to left field. Going back is A.J. Vukovic. He'll have enough room to get under it. Then he makes the catch on a well-hit ball, but not enough to get over the left fielder. Vukovic makes the play and a first pitch flyout for Evan Carter. Thomas Ajayi is next, who also singled in the first inning right after Evan Carter did so. This time he'll come up with one out, nobody on. 4-1 lead for the Rough Riders. Jeff Bain set out of the stretch. Right-hander who allowed a four-run first inning, but then a 1-2-3 second. His first offering to Ajayi is inside on a two-seam fastball. We'll go four-seamer, two-seamer, slider, cutter, changeup. Mostly just four-seam and slider is his arsenal. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Ajayi. Another sinker. This one's hammered to left. Vukovic back to the warning track. Kiss it goodbye. Thomas Ajayi leaves the yard for his third home run of the year. Cracks a sinker to the left field side. and powers out a solo home run. It's 5-1 Rough Riders in the third inning. It was inside on the corner. It's a JC got the barrel out in front of it. Knocked it 100 miles an hour and 392 feet. Third dinger of the year for Thomas Ajayce. Brings up Kellen Strom and a 5-1 lead now for Frisco. The first pitch is a slider outside for ball one. Nick Tanelu is homered today. Thomas Ajayce has gone yard today. Good ball game so far for the Rough Riders. The 1-0 is on the outside corner for a strike. Ajayce is 2-for-2 today. After going 1-for-7 to start this series, entering today. Here's the 1-1 offering to Kellen Strom. The slider outside. And ball two. Strom gets ahead of the count. Strom batting cleanup here for the Rough Riders tonight. One out, base is empty. Frisco ahead 5-1. Jeff Bain set. He kicks. 2-1 pitch is just off the outside for ball three. And Kellen Strom has himself a hitter's count. Zavala also homering to begin this game. So that's the third home run of the night already for Frisco. Here's the 3-1 to Strom. Off-speed pitch. He ropes this one down the left field line. If it stays fair, it's got home run distance. It does not stay fair. Slices in front of the left field foul pole. And skips up off the concourse beyond the left field wall. But foul. And Kellen Strom whacks one 350 feet. But just for strike two. Full count to Kellen Strom. One out. The base is empty. Jeff Bain, a lot of hard contact this inning and this game. Here's the pitch. Fastball low, and Kellen Strom draws a walk. Not as much as a home run in terms of what he wanted, but he'll take a base on balls. And Strom reaches with one out in the third inning. Dustin Harris is next up for the Rough Riders. Well, the 12th meeting already between these two clubs. Frisco, a narrow advantage, 6-5 so far this season, winning yesterday to break the tie. 10-4 win last night. The first pitch to Dustin Harris is inside, gets away from the catcher Del Castillo, and that moves Kellen Strom up to second base on a wild pitch. Dustin Harris ahead 1-0. Pitch that got under the glove of Del Castillo. These two teams, two of the most recent Texas League champions as well. And they play each other a lot this season already, 12 times this year. Want to know the count to Harris. The pitch is whacked to high and deep left field. Vukovic drifting back. He'll stop in front of the warning track, makes the catch. And Kellen Strom returns to second base on a fly out for Dustin Harris. And there's two down. A lot of action for A.J. Vukovic this inning. All three balls into fair territory have gone his way. Two he's caught, and one went over his head for a home run. In fact, all three home runs today for the Rough Riders have gone over Vukovic's head. He almost stole a home run off Nick Tanelu in the first inning, but got just over his glove off the top of the wall. Here is Nick Tanelu with a runner at second and two down. The first pitch is taken at the knees for strike one. Well, Frisco won the Texas League Championship last year, and Amarillo won it 2019. In between was Northwest Arkansas, but two out of the last three Texas League titles have been claimed by the two teams playing against each other tonight. Here's the 0-1, and off-speed down the middle for a strike. Nothing in two on the right hand hitting Nick Tanelu. Before Amarillo is Tulsa in 2018, Midland in 2017, so the last 5 years there have been five different champions and the Texas League. Frisco the most recent. Nick Tanelu representing Frisco Rough Riders at the plate, but he's behind 0-2. Jeff Bain ready to go, trying to put away Tanelu to end the inning. Here's the pitch. Fastball cracked on the ground, bounces over Bain, fielded by Bliss. The second baseman steps in front of the bag, throws to first, and does retire the side. A one-out solo home run for Thomas Ajayce. And the Rough Riders add a little bit to the lead. It's 5-1 Frisco through three innings on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Through three innings from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, the Amarillo Sod Poodles with one run on two hits, no errors, and the Frisco Rough Riders with five runs on five hits and no errors. Ryan Garcia remains in the game. The starting pitcher now faces Caleb Roberts, the three-hole hitter. First pitch, breaking ball. Looked pretty good, maybe cut just below the zone on the curve, and ball one. Caleb Roberts, who had two hits yesterday, including a three-run home run off Jack Leiter. Here's the 1-0 to Roberts. He takes it just off the outside and gets ahead 2-0. That was his first game off the injured list for Caleb Roberts, and he made it count. Today he's 0-for-1 against Garcia with a ground out. Two balls, no strikes from Ryan Garcia. He winds and comes home with a fastball swung on and missed. Two balls and a strike to the North Carolina Tar Heel, drafted out of North Carolina in the fifth round 2 years ago. Here's the 2-1 to Roberts. He takes it below the zone, ball three. He reached the double-A level last year, played nine games with the Sod Poodles, and hit .323 down the stretch. The 3-1 pitch to Caleb Roberts, swung on and hit high to right field, not deep. Zavala running in. It's going to be Sajacy calling for it. And now he gives way to Zavala, and the right fielder makes the catch. Coming a good 100 feet in from right field just before he crosses foul territory and puts away Caleb Roberts. So one down for A.J. Vukovic in the top of the fourth inning. 5-1 Rough Riders in game three of this series. Vukovic, the right-hand hitting left fielder, gets the right-hand pitcher of Ryan Garcia. His first pitch is just under the zone, ball one. May 18th here, 2023. Always like going through the on-this-date baseball history and various MLB things, but it wasn't an MLB one today. It was the 1-0 that's fouled away, and Liam Hicks goes into a crouch and maybe took a foul tip off the leg there. He gets back up to his feet and walks around and hope he's okay. And Frisco needing some healthy catchers here. Cooper Johnson got hurt yesterday. He was taking BP today, said he was fine. Took one off the chin, and his chin was bleeding, but he's fine. Says he's good to go. But Liam Hicks starting today. Looks like he'll stay in and be all right. One ball, one strike, one out. The base is empty. But in the list of on this date in baseball history, it was actually a Frisco Rough Riders note today. Some of the most significant events on this date. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Vukovic. Curveball that's grounded left side, fielded by Tanalu. Takes a step towards first, throws that way, and puts out Vukovic for the 5-3 ground out, two down. And Davison De Los Santos coming to the plate with the bases empty. 5-1 lead for Frisco. Well, in the list of on this date in baseball history, 2008, Matt Harrison had the first complete game no-hitter in Rough Riders history. It was a seven-inning game, first half of a doubleheader. First pitch to De Los Santos is outside for a ball. Against San Antonio, beat the Missions 2-0, 2008. Did have six walks, but hey, still shut him out. It still counts as a no-hitter. His former first overall pick in 2004, Matt Harrison. Here's the 1-0 pitch. De Los Santos fouls it away down the right field side, and running out of room, Trevor Haver gave it a look, but it bounces seven rows deep.
I don't know if you'd see a guy go seven innings with six walks nowadays.
It's not, I mean, if it's just that stat, oh, yikes, he was out of control, that's not a good start. But then you see no hitter, and okay, all right, it worked out. Matt Harrison did that on this date, 2008. Here's the 1-1 to De Los Santos down the middle for a strike. We brought up his name earlier this year because he still plays a role or is related to this team in a way. He's still pitching with the Milwaukee Brewers to this day. Here's the 1-2 pitch to De Los Santos. Swings, grounds it back to Garcia, jumps up and snares it at the peak of his leap. Makes the play, underhands to first, and puts away De Los Santos. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Ryan Garcia, and he's now put away 10 in a row. Really good stretch for Garcia, who's allowed just one run today. It was the first batter he faced, and since then, he has moseyed along really well. By the way, Matt Bush traded for a current Rough Riders player, Antoine Kelly. There's a little connection there. For Matt Harrison, I should, or Matt Bush, I'm mixing up players. Anyways, Garcia finishes the inning. 1-2-3 and finishes out the fourth. 5-1 Frisco in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Ready.
Well, Jeff Baines' first pitch to Trevor Haver, an off-speed offering for a strike to begin the bottom half of the fourth inning. It's a 5-1 lead for the Frisco Rough Riders. Trevor Haver leading off, the seven-hole hitter for Frisco. The 0-1 pitch is outside on the two-seamer. 1-1 the count to Trevor Haver. It'll be Liam Hicks and Chris Cease to follow in the fourth inning. Jeff Bain comes set for the 1-1 sling to Trevor Haver. The pitch is swung on and flied into right field. Watkins running over. He'll give way to Tim Tawa, the center fielder underneath it, makes the catch. And puts away Trevor Haver for the first out of the fourth. Frisco scoring four runs in the first inning to turn a deficit into a lead. Frisco only had trailed at one point in this series coming into today. And the one time they gave up a lead, they took it back the next inning. Today they give up a lead and take it in the bottom of the first and have tacked on one more run since. First pitch to Liam Hicks, a slider over the plate for a strike. Liam lined out on a hard hit ball to the center fielder in his first at-bat today. Left-hand hitting catcher. Here's the 0-1 offering from Bain, a slider that's tapped foul off of Hicks' fellow catcher, Adrian Del Castillo, but didn't get too much of him. He's all right. Hicks is 2-for-15 so far in his Double-A tenure with the Rough Riders, but that batting average below 100 wouldn't, I don't think really tells, below 200 doesn't really tell the story so far for what Hicks has done in a small sample size. Here's the 0-2 to Liam. He takes it below the zone, and ball one to the catcher. He's walked a lot. A couple RBI groundouts. He has a home run as well, and his on-base percentage entering tonight at a healthy 455. It's about 100 points higher than the team's on-base percentage. There's the 1-2 pitch to Liam Hicks. He swings, grounds it foul up the right side. Pretty good numbers for Liam Hicks with a lot of walks. Got hit by a pitch the very first game as well, as he homered in his first contest 8 days ago, making his Double-A debut. Base is empty, one out. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Liam Hicks. It's inside, almost got him on the shins. Ball two. Chris Cease on deck, and then the top of the order for the Rough Riders here in the fourth inning. Two balls, two strikes from the right-hand pitcher, Jeff Bain. Here's the offering. It is inside, and Liam Hicks, who is behind 0-2, now works the count full. Jeff Bain, who allowed just one home run last inning, is the one run he's allowed the last two frames, trying to work quickly here in the fourth. Time is called before the 3-2 pitch. Liam Hicks requests it and then steps out. Jeff Bain allowed that four-run first inning, then a 1-2-3 second, and then only one hit in the third, but it was a Thomas Ajayi home run. Now with one out, the base is empty. The payoff pitch swung on and popped up behind home plate. Adrian Del Castillo drops the mask, looks up, and makes the play just before he reached the warning track behind home. And Liam Hicks is retired on a foul out to the catcher. Two outs. Chris Cease, the batter. 227 average and 13 RBIs to his name thus far. A shortstop digs in with the high Sox maroon bat and puts it over his shoulder. Black bat, I should say, with the maroon batting helmet. And the first pitch is swung on, hit well to right center field. Jared Watkins running over. He gets in front of it, raises the glove, and makes the catch. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Jeff Bain. And he goes scoreless in the fourth. We head on to the fifth inning here at Riders Field. Zach Bigley has the call when we return. The Rough Riders ahead 5-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday the 4th of July with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Ryan Garcia back to the hill for the Rough Riders in the top of the fifth inning. Frisco leading 5-1. Adrian Del Castillo, Juan Centeno, and Kevin Vicuña, the three duo. Ryan Garcia has been dominant since that first inning. He's retired 10 in a row. And the right-hander squares his shoulders towards home, winds and fires. First pitch is cut on and missed, and a changeup, and it's 0-1. Del Castillo grounded out to second in the second inning. Left-handed batter against Garcia, who winds back, and the 0-1 pitch. Down low and inside, and it's one ball and one strike. Game one of this series, as Josh talked about, featured a couple different injuries. One to Scott Capers, Rough Riders catcher in the first inning, and then just a couple pitches later, the 1-1. Check swing, roller, foul, left side. It's 1-2 on Del Castillo. Jordan Lawler, the prize prospect for the Diamondbacks organization, was hit in the right hand. He was hit on the base of his palm on the left-hand side of the right hand. Wind back in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Blew a fastball right by him for strike three. It's the third strikeout for Ryan Garcia. There's one away. 5-1 Rough Riders in the fifth. One out, base is clear for Juan Centeno. Jordan Lawler has not been in the last two games, but he's been hitting, he's been fielding, and he'll probably be back soon. One back in the pitch to Centeno. Breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. As for Scott Capers, he'll most likely be active this weekend. The 0-1. A bunt down the third base side and foul. And it's 0-2. He'll be eligible to come off the temporary inactive list tomorrow. It's a minimum of 3 days on the temporary inactive list. He took a foul ball off the top of his hand, his right hand, as a catcher. Garcia winds in the 0-2. Low and away with the changeup. One ball and two strikes. Rough Riders would love to have Scott Capers back. 1-2 toss in the way. Fouled straight back, and it's still 1-2. And Josh was talking about it, how can't really afford to have any catcher injuries now, because really, Liam Hicks, the man behind the plate right now, he's the only one that you can turn to. I'm talking with John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach, before the game about that exact situation. The 1-2. Swinging a foul back behind home. Still one ball, two strikes. He said, we always make all the catchers sit in on the pitcher meeting every single game, and they always complain about it. And he said, well, now there's no more complaining because everyone realizes why we do it. It's just in case there's an injury, as there's been the last two games. The 1-2. This is off the plate away. Two balls and two strikes on Centeno, who's also a catcher himself.
I think one of the few times where that didn't happen was on Tuesday during TK Roby's start because of the morning game, 11:05.
The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him low and away with a changeup for strike three. Ryan Garcia with back-to-back strikeouts, and there are two outs in the fifth. Kevin Vicuña makes his way to the plate.
Yeah, Liam Hicks wasn't in that meeting, and then he had to come in the first inning and proceeded to catch a no-hitter into the seventh inning without having been in that meeting. So he had to talk with TK after the first inning and kind of go over some of those things.
First pitch to Vicuña, swinging a foul at the plate off of Hicks, and it's 0-1. You know, the funny thing is when both of those catchers, well, I guess it was Hicks both times, but when both catchers left, Hicks came in and didn't actually talk to the pitcher before catching the rest of that inning. So it was Roby in game one and then Leiter yesterday. And so he's kind of flying blind. Of course, he's caught those guys before. Just flying blind in terms to what the game plan is there. The offering, a bunt shown. He didn't pull back in time. And it's strike number two. Two outs, bases clear. 5-1 Rough Riders, top of the fifth inning. Ryan Garcia locked in right now. He's retired 12 in a row. The 0-2. Swinging a pop-up right side. Foul territory. Trevor Hover under it from first. He makes the catch just to the left side of first base. And the side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion. What a job by Ryan Garcia. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. 13 in a row. Sat down by the former UCLA product. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's 5-1 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network and Bally Live.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe!
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Aaron Zavala starts things off for the Rough Riders against Andrew Sulfrank. The new arm on the hill for Amarillo. And the first pitch is grounded right side of the infield. Bliss on the run, dives, and the second baseman can't get it. It's in the right field for a base hit, and Aaron Zavala continues his torrid pace on the offensive side to start out his first two games of the season. He's now 4-for-7 to start out the year. He greets Andrew Sulfrank rudely on the first pitch he throws. Evan Carter steps in now. Carter in from the left side. Here's the stretch and the first pitch. Misses high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Carter, with Zavala back, is slotted down to the two hole in the order. Zavala taking over the top spot that was occupied by Carter for most of the season. The pitch is a breaking ball inside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Carter jokingly said no one wants to hit leadoff. It means you're the guinea pig in that first at-bat for the pitcher. See if the scouting report is actually correct or not. The 2-0. Fits on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1. He said he always goes back if he was an out on that first at-bat and talks to the guy on deck, says what the fastball looks like. The 2-1. Inside, three balls, one strike. He said sometimes you can have a scouting report or you can have faced a guy already and you go back for that first at-bat of the ballgame and it's a completely different pitcher. Both sides are trying to make adjustments. 3-1. Swinging a ground ball, chopped to the right side. First baseman Roberts has it, turns, throws to first, not in time. Sulfrank couldn't get to the bag, and Evan Carter has his second infield single of the day. Back-to-back singles for the Rough Riders to start the fifth inning. Frisco already leading 5-1, and here's Thomas Sejasi, who's 2-for-2 with a single and a homer. Things looking good for the Rough Riders in the fifth inning. Jeff Bain got the start today for Amarillo, and he is done after four innings, allowing five runs all earned on five hits to Frisco. First pitch is bunted foul down the third base side. It's 0-1. He struck out two and walked one. Tells you just about everything you need to know about Thomas Sejasi. He hits a homer in the third, and he bunts first pitch here in the fifth with runners at first and second and nobody out. In old school baseball, a runner at second and nobody out is considered an automatic bunt situation. As of today, there is no such thing as an automatic bunt situation anymore, though the Rough Riders, for the most part, have played the most old-school brand of baseball out of any team in the league. They lead the league in sacrifices this year. Sulfrank ready from the stretch. And the 0-1 pitch. So JC swings and misses. On a good breaking ball down, though, and inside. 0-2 on the Rough Riders' second baseman. And time called. Rough Riders have five sacrifices this year. Tied for the most in the league with Northwest Arkansas. Here's the stretch and the 0-2. Breaking ball, strike three called. Got him upper edge. And so JC down on strikes looking. One away on the first strikeout from Sulfrank, and Kellen Strom steps in. 5-1 Rough Riders. Strom reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the first and was walked in the third and stranded. Two Saul Frank ready from the stretch. Left-hander peers towards second, delivers. Check swing, strike call to the outside corner with a fastball. And it's 0-1. Obviously, the game has changed a lot. There's no doubt about that. The Rough Riders had only 12 sacrifices all year last year. The offering is a breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. San Antonio led the league with 42 sacrifices a year ago. If you go back to 2005, where the game was a lot different, 56 sacrifices led the league. Here's the stretch. And the 2-2. Swinging a ground ball, foul left side. It's still two balls, two strikes, and 23 was the fewest. It's just a completely different game. Not as many bunts. Teams are letting their hitters hit in these situations. 0-2. Misses away. One ball, two strikes to the Riders center fielder. With all the analytics that everyone has access to, realize sacrificing doesn't usually allow you to score more runs because you're giving up that out. The 1-2, swinging a fly ball out to right field. Jared Watkins coming in, he's under it. And he makes the catch. Zavala tags and bluffs towards third base. Two outs. Dustin Harris makes his way in. Rough Riders with 5 runs on 7 hits and no errors. 1 run on 2 hits and no errors for Amarillo. Harris 0 for 2, a strikeout and a flyout today. Zavala at second, Carter at first. With Harris at the plate, those 3 all top 10 Rangers prospects. The pitch is low and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Zavala number 8. Carter number 1, Harris number 9. Harris number 7, beg your pardon. The 1-0. Low and outside. 2 balls, no strikes. The number 9 prospect, Kumar Rocker, unfortunately done for the season. Tommy John surgery just announced a few days ago. He'll be back most likely by August of next season. The 2-0. Just a hair outside. 3 balls and no strikes to Harris, with the dangerous Nick Tanelu lurking on deck. Full side shift on the infield for Amarillo. The 3-0. Low and away for ball 4. Bases loaded for the Rough Riders. Zavala to third, Carter to second, Harris at first base for Tanelu. Tanelu homering in the first inning, his 4th home run of the series. He's now 5-for-9 with 4 homers. Leading home run hitter with 6 this year for the Rough Riders. The pitch. High and away, 1 ball, no strikes. The Rough Riders have had 5 grand slams this season, the most in Double A. Saul Frank looking in for a sign. Rough Riders leading by 4. The 1-0. High with a breaking ball. 2 balls, no strikes. 6 consecutive out of the zone from Saul Frank. Tanelu's already knocked in 7 runs in the first 3 games of this series. 3 consecutive games of the home run. First Rough Riders player to do that this year. The 2-0. Swinging a ground ball to short. Vicuña has it. Flips it on to second for the short out. And it retires the side in the 5th. For the Rough Riders, no runs on 2 hits, no errors, and 3 left on the base paths. Top 6 coming up. Rough Riders leading 5-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ryan Garcia out after five innings of work. We go to the top of the sixth inning. It's 5-1 Rough Riders. Tristan Pauly takes over on the mound for Frisco. Rough Riders dip into their bullpen for the first time tonight. Pauly, the 26-year-old, 6 foot, 190 pounds, out of Indiana State. Faces off against Jared Watkins, left on left. Here's the stretch, and the first pitch. Over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Tristan Pauly, this season, making his 11th appearance, a 6.14 ERA. Here's the stretch, and the offering in. Swing and a miss. Well-located pitch off the outside corner, and it's 0-2. Pauly will not get to face his former college teammate, Robbie Enriquez, who's off today. Here's the stretch, and the 0-2. Low off the outside corner with a slider, and it's 1-2. But he said it's been great to see him. It was a independent ball player before he was signed by the Sod Poodles. Here's the stretch. And the offering in. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner with a slider. One away. Tristan Pauly strikes out the first man he sees. Jared Watkins is sent packing. What a great start for Ryan Garcia. Back up to the top of the order here. Ryan Bliss, the only man who had any success against him. Did some damage. Here's the stretch and the first pitch to Bliss. Swinging a ground ball, top to third on two hops. Tanalu has it to his left and fires across in time for the second out. Tim Tawa to the plate. Final line for Ryan Garcia, just one run allowed over his five innings on two base hits. He struck out four and walked one. Solo homer, the first batter he saw, and then only two base runners the rest of the way. He retired the last 13 he saw. First offering to Tama. Down low and inside, one ball and no strikes. Tama walked against Garcia, the second batter of the ball game, and he struck out in the third. The 1-0. Ground ball foul back behind home, and it's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders backed him as well offensively with four runs in the bottom half of the first inning and one run in the third. It's been the long ball today. Three of them for the Rough Riders. Pauly from the stretch, the 1-1. On the inside edge for a strike. And with a changeup, and it's 1-2. Rough Riders have not been much of a home run hitting team to this juncture in the season. That'll certainly change when the weather starts to warm up. It's never been a very great place to hit in the month of April. It's the third time this season they've had three home runs in a game. That's their season high. Pauly readies, and he rocks in the 1-2. High off the outside corner, two balls and two strikes on Tawa. Entering into this game, Rough Riders, in terms of home run hitting this year, they're just sixth in the league in home runs. The 2-2. Fouled at the plate, still two balls, two strikes. Tulsa leading the way with 43 home runs in 35 games. Rough Riders have hit 37 in 34 games. And that just continues to go up. And last year, the Rough Riders hit the second most home runs they've hit in franchise history. And they were right around this pace at this juncture of the season as well. The 2-2. Eyeing away, three balls, two strikes. And then, just as the summer months heated up, the balls continued to fly. I'm sure we'll see that as well this summer. Pauly from the stretch and the payoff on the way. Swinging a high pop-up right side, twists foul. Still three balls, two strikes with two outs and the bases clear. 5-1 Rough Riders in the sixth. Rough Riders do not get to go to the hitter-friendly ballparks of Tulsa or Springfield this year on the road. That might hamper them just a little bit on the offensive side. Arkansas next week, a very pitcher-friendly park. The offering is inside, and it's ball four. Two-out base runner for the Sod Poodles in the sixth inning, and Caleb Roberts stands in. 0 for 2 today. 2 for 4 yesterday with a three-run homer off Jack Leiter. Rough Riders starting pitching has just been brilliant in this series. Tekoa Roby took a no-hitter into the seventh, allowed two runs and six and a third. The stretch of the pitch. Swinging a ground ball, left side of the infield. Tanaloo Fields, underhand flip to second, so JC just beats Tawa to the bag for the final out of the sixth inning. On a fielder's choice, that goes 5-4. Side retired. Good work by Tristan Pauly. No runs, no hits, no errors. A runner left stranded. Bottom six coming up. Our score, it's the Rough Riders 5 and the Sod Poodles 1 on the Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Out.
5-1 Frisco to the bottom half of the sixth inning from Riders Field. Bottom third of the order due up. First pitch. Trevor Hover takes low and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Andrew Salfrank back out for an inning of work. He threw the fifth. Scoreless baseball, allowing just two hits and straining the bases loaded. 1-0. Inside, two balls, no strikes on Hover. Five runs, seven hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. One run on two hits and no errors for Amarillo in this game three. Rough Riders looking to win their third in a row after seven consecutive losses. Spanning the last two games in Midland, the pitch. Flicks across the inside corner with a fastball for a strike, and it's 2-1. And then the last five games here at home before this series. 2-1. Across the outside corner for a strike, and it's 2-2. It's been a very welcome sight here in this series to completely turn things around, and talking to the Rough Riders coaching staff, the 2-2. Swinging a high fly ball down the left field line. It runs its way out of play. Down the left field side for a foul ball. Two balls and two strikes. It was very welcome to get that rain out on Sunday. Then the day off on Monday. It really just kind of reset things. The 2-2. Line drive foul again down the left field side. It's still two balls and two strikes. And they certainly were able to do that. And the bullpen. The bullpen has only allowed one run in the first two games of this series. 2-2. Fouled straight back. Still two balls and two strikes. Bullpen had over a 10 ERA in Amarillo. Rough Riders visited there at the last week of April. Bullpen has been really, really good so far in this series. Hover open stance left side. The pitch. Ground ball foul back behind home, and it's still two balls and two strikes. Four straight foul balls from Hover. Ninth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Saul Frank from the stretch. The left-hander fires. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider low. Strike three. It's his second strikeout. There's one out of the sixth. Hicks 0 for 2 today. Left-handed batter of the pinch. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball low, and it's 0-1. Pull side shift on the infield, the offering. Cut on and miss, and another good slider dying out of the zone. Below the zone, and it's 0-2. Hicks has reached in all five games that he's played with the Rough Riders. He's lined out and popped out today. Calls time, steps out the pitch. Low and away, one ball, two strikes. That's been the theme. Tonight alone, Rough Riders batters have called time with two strikes eight different times. The 1-2. High and tight. Two balls, two strikes, with Hicks as being the ninth. Amarillo batters have called time with two strikes three different times. That's really been a theme we've seen with this. Your ability to call time one time in the at-bat as a hitter, a lot of the times it does happen with two strikes. The pitch. Swinging a line drive up the middle to short. Acuna makes the catch just above his shoelaces, and there are two outs. Chris Cease steps in for the Rough Riders, 5-1 our score. Rough Riders out in front, bottom half of the sixth inning. Cease 0 for 2 today. Cease back at shortstop for the first time in a week and a half. And the first pitch, rip and a miss, and a pitch low. That was the fastball, and it's 0-1. With the addition of Aaron Zavala, the Rough Riders now have a ton of guys who can play out in the grass defensively. The 0-1. Low of the zone. One ball and one strike. You have the five listed outfielders on the team. Dustin Harris, Kellen Strom, Aaron Zavala, Evan Carter, and Trevor Hover. The 1-1. High. Two balls and one strike. Then you also have Chris Cease and Jax Biggers, who have respectable time in the outfield as well. Trevor Hover listed outfielders playing at first base today. Carter's DHing. 2-1. Over the plate for a strike. Hit a slider right down the heart of the plate, and it's 2-2. Rough Riders will certainly have to do some mixing around, and manager Carlos Cardoza will be tasked with trying to make sure they all have ample playing time. The 2-2. Ground ball chopped to the right side. Two hops to Bliss at second. He's got it chest high and throws across to get Cease for the final out of the sixth inning. Side comes to a close. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Top of the seventh coming up. Rough Riders leading 5-1. You get Josh Warden next on the play-by-play on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, Tristan Pauly returns for another inning on the hill for the Rough Riders. The left-hander comes set to face A.J. Vukovic here in the seventh inning at Riders Field. The first pitch is swung on and bounced foul off of Vukovic's body for strike one. Through six innings from Riders Field, the Amarillo Sod Poodles with one run on two hits, no errors. And the Frisco Rough Riders with five runs on seven hits and no errors. Tristan Pauly's one-strike offering is swung on and flied to center field. Kellen Strom races back, slows down in front of the track, lifts up his black glove, and puts it away. A loud fly out for A.J. Vukovic, over 100 miles an hour off the bat. But it is a fly out, one away in the seventh. Davison De Los Santos, the batter, who went 1-for-4 yesterday with his one base hit, a 99-mile-an-hour screamer that just missed the head of Antoine Kelly, the pitcher. The first pitch now to De Los Santos is down the middle for a strike. On the series, he's 2-for-7 with that single yesterday and a home run on Tuesday. 0-for-2 today, right-hand hitter against left-hand pitcher. 0-1 pitch from Tristan Pauly from the stretch. Is swung on and missed. Good looking pitch from Tristan Pauly located on the outer black. And strike two on Davison De Los Santos, the third baseman today. Tristan Pauly set for the 0-2. Here it comes. Fastball swung on and missed. Three pitches, all for strikes. And Tristan Pauly strikes out a second man here tonight in his relief outing. Struck out the first guy he saw, and now has struck out the most recent. He is not allowed a hit yet. After replacing Ryan Garcia, who went five innings, and a pretty good start for Ryan Garcia. Two outs, Adrian Del Castillo, the batter. First pitch, slider that's away for a ball. 5-1 lead for the Frisco Rough Riders in the seventh inning. Frisco could build a three-game winning streak tonight and also give Ryan Garcia his first win as a pitcher this season. There's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, fisted up the middle, caroms off the glove of Pauly. It goes to the second baseman, Sajacy. His throw to first base is on time. Off the heel of the glove by Pauly, who no-looked it behind his back, bounced to his teammate Thomas Sajacy, and he threw him out at first base. The inning is over. 1-4-3 put out, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Tristan Pauly. 5-1 Rough Riders to the bottom of the seventh from Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
The ballpark is always a place for invigorating sights and sounds, and that's even more true on May 19th for Zoo Night with the Dallas Zoo. Come out for a Rough Riders game and meet animal ambassadors from the Dallas Zoo and a variety of animals, one of which will throw out the first pitch. Check out the Roadhouse Pavilion during the game to meet with the animal ambassadors and their companions from the Dallas Zoo. Animal lovers, get your tickets for May 19th now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Ryan Garcia, and we're welcoming you back to the Riders Baseball Network.
Well, a great day for Ryan Garcia, and after his five-inning start, the bullpen has held strong so far. Tristan Pauley, two scoreless innings. Now the offense comes up for the Rough Riders, trying to add on to a 5-1 lead. Aaron Zavala to the plate. Kyle Backus pitching. His first offering is down and in for a ball. After two innings for Andrew Salfrank, did not allow a run in his two innings. And Kyle Backus comes out from New Waverly, Texas. The 1-0 is outside of the slider to the backstop, 2-0. Went to Sam Houston State University in Huntsville, Texas. And now pitching in the Texas League for Amarillo. Southpaw comes set to the left-hand hitting Zavala. The pitch is outside. And Aaron Zavala gets ahead 3-0. Zavala two hits yesterday in his debut this season. Two hits today, including a home run. The 3-0 pitch cuts the outside corner for a strike. This came off the injured list, and Zavala, who played 30 games for Frisco last season, making the most of his two games played, including tonight. The 3-1 is again on the outside edge for strike two, and a full count to Aaron Zavala out of the University of Oregon. Born in Eugene, family lived in the nearby town of Coquille. And then they moved up to Kaiser, Oregon, near Salem, the capital, soon after he was born. Here's the 3-2. Zavala swings and fouls it away over the Frisco dugout. Spent a little time near Eugene, then came back down for college. Only team that really recruited or showed him much interest, didn't even get a scholarship offer. He was a walk-on at U of O. Three balls, two strikes to the former Duck. He swings and doesn't get a piece of it on the down-and-in slider. Good-looking pitch from Kyle Backus. Strike three. And one away here in the seventh. Frisco 5, Amarillo 1. Evan Carter to the plate with a pair of infield singles to his name. He'll take hits however he can get them. Had a really good April and a tougher May at the plate so far for Evan Carter, the top prospect in the organization. First pitch is a strike. Hit 343 in April and 143 in May coming into yesterday's action. Went 1-for-4, just a slightly increasing. The 0-1 pitch on the outside edge for strike two. Did have a two-run triple yesterday, scored a run. His first extra base hit in the month of May. He is behind 0-2 from Kyle Backus. He deals. It is just off the outside. Adrian Del Castillo came out of his crouch, started a throw down to third, and just clutched the ball before releasing it, or else he would have really showed up the umpire, Mickey Smith. He thought it was strike three. Now it's 1-2, the count to Evan Carter. The pitch swung on, grounded back towards the mound. Backus goes behind the hill, throws to first after fielding it, and he makes the play to retire Evan Carter, who almost got his third infield hit of the ball game. Backus field is positioned well, running behind the slab, keeping his feet. And there's two down here in the seventh. Bases empty. Thomas Sajacy is next. Right-hand hitter against left-hand pitcher. First pitch to Sajacy, swing and a miss. Looks like Michael Brewer is in the bullpen for the Rough Riders, who will probably come out next inning. 5-1 to score. 0-1 pitch is swung on, foul tipped into the glove. And strike two on Thomas Sajacy. Base is empty, two down. And again, a Rough Rider calling time with two strikes. 10th time now, as Zach pointed out, including this time. Two strikes, and a habit, at least tonight. A quick pitch, Sajacy swings and fouls it away to stay alive. Kyle Backus trying to get him off rhythm right after he came set and slides home. So JC ready at least to poke it away into the netting. Nothing and two to Thomas and JC with two outs. There's the pitch. Thomas swings, flies it down the right field side. It tails foul and lands in the front row of the stands. Nice barehanded catch by a fan. Keeps the count at 0-2 on Thomas Ajayi. He's 2-for-3 today with a home run. And now leads the team in RBIs. 0-2 pitch. He swings and fists it towards second base. The jumping Ryan Bliss has it go over his glove and into right field. A three-hit day for Thomas Ajayi. Two-out single for Tommy. And he protects well. That 0-2 count, he requests time, waits a moment, handles a quick pitch where he fouled it away to give himself a chance later in the at-bat. And he singles. Now Kellen Strom, the hitter. First pitch is swung on, fouled to the Amarillo dugout, and skips into right field. Frisco leads it by a score of 5-1. Bottom half of the seventh inning. Game three of the series. Frisco turning a seven-game losing streak into a two-game win streak, having won yesterday and the day before against Amarillo. And in position to win the third game in a row for the Rough Riders. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Kellen Strom. He takes it on the inside corner and gets behind 0-2. .234 batting average for Strom. A couple home runs. He has a walk today and a run scored. 0-2 the count from Kyle Backus. He deals. Fastball fouled away into the netting for Kellen Strom. Played a big role in that win on Tuesday. It was a one-run win, and he scored, singled and scored on Tuesday when the Rough Riders snapped that seven-game losing streak. In the 3-2 victory, the first one-run win of the year for the Rough Riders a couple days ago. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Kellen Strom. He swings and lines it towards first base over the jumping Roberts. A fair ball up the line. Thomas Ajayi will get to third. They'll keep on going. And Thomas will score or get thrown out at the play. The throw in just in time. Coming home on the throw from Jared Watkins up the right field side. And Thomas Ajayi pegged out at the dish to end the inning. Almost an RBI for Kellen Strom on the base hit up the right field line. That's a JC trying to score from first. Is unable to do so. So no score for the Rough Riders on two hits. No errors. And one left on. It's 5-1 Frisco to the eighth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Huge, gigantic, enormous. Whatever you want to call it, two free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom part of the order for the Amarillo Sod Poodles in the eighth inning. Frisco leads it by a score of 5-1 over the AA Diamondbacks affiliate. Frisco jumping out ahead in the standings with yesterday's win over the Sod Poodles and trying to add on to that margin. Now in third place in the South Division, pushing Amarillo down to fourth. Trying to hold on to the lead in the eighth inning is Michael Brewer. The right-hand reliever comes in to replace Tristan Holly, who went two scoreless innings in relief for the Rough Riders. Michael Brewer will face Juan Centeno, Kevin Vicuña, and Jared Watkins. It looks like Sean Roof, the manager for the Sod Poodles, having a conversation with Mickey Smith in between innings. And after Michael Brewer finishes warm-up pitches, Roof giving an earful to the home plate umpire, Smith, pointing out towards center field and gesticulating about something. Roof, the manager for the Sod Poodles. It was also the third base coach, so he'll walk up the third base line and now finally walks away from Mickey Smith. Something in between innings caught the ire of Sean Roof, or something stemming from last inning, I'm not sure. But it's Juan Centeno to the plate, top of the eighth inning, 5-1 Frisco. Michael Brewer sat his first pitch, fastball, that's low for ball one. Brewer called up from High A Hickory recently, a second appearance now at the Double A level. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Juan Centeno. Fastball roped down the first base side and just foul. A couple of feet off the bat of Juan Centeno. So Brewer just 22 years old. Against the 33-year-old of Juan Centeno, left-hand hitting catcher who is DHing tonight. One ball, one strike to Centeno. Here's the offering. Breaking ball on the outer half. Just misses the corner. And it's 2-1. Michael Brewer went 2 1/3 innings in his first appearance with the Rough Riders. Gave up one earned run. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Centeno swings and in on the hands. Fouls it back for strike two. 33-year-old has played 118 major league games over 7 different years. Originally drafted by the Mets and a World Series champion. He was on that vaunted, controversial 2017 Astros team. Here's the 2-2 to Centeno. He swings and fouls it up the right field side towards the Amarillo bullpen. Didn't play much of the postseason for the Astros in 2017. He did appear in the divisional series and was on the roster throughout the postseason for the Astros in 2017. Did not appear in a World Series game 6 years ago, but he got a ring. Here's the 2-2 to Centeno. A breaking ball low. Good eye, and it's 3-2. From Michael Brewer. 5-1 Frisco. With neither team scoring since the third inning. Now on the top of the eighth, Michael Brewer set for the payoff pitch. Centeno skies it foul to stay alive. Left field side. 3 balls, 2 strikes.
And as you mentioned, Josh, with nobody scoring since the third inning, this is a really good test for the Rough Riders bullpen that's kind of in the ire of the team during the losing streak.
Here's the payoff to Centeno. He pops it up on the left side. Nick Tanelu running back, the third baseman. Dustin Harris, the left fielder, coming in. He chops his feet and with his right foot in foul territory makes the catch. It'll go down as a fly out, technically fair ground, most of his body on that side. And Juan Centeno flies out to begin the eighth inning.
And then very similarly, as we talked about, during the last two wins, they've been very good. So a good chance to continue to build on that and keep this lead exactly where it is, because if we've known anything about the Sod Poodles against the Rough Riders this year, they've had a knack for late comebacks.
Yeah. First pitch to Kevin Vicuña is low for a ball. Came back with a 6-run lead and a 10-run lead against Frisco when Amarillo was at home, winning the first two games of that series at Hodgetown. But Tuesday this week, Frisco had a 1-run lead to protect, and the bullpen did its job. Here's the 1-0. Vicuña checked his swing. It was low and outside for ball two. In fact, the bullpen did not allow a hit on Tuesday after the terrific start by Tekoa Roby. And then one earned run yesterday, but Frisco was up comfortably, so allowing one run was fine. Here's the 2-0. Vicuña swings a line drive to first base. Snared by Hover. He goes headlong forward and makes the grab to put away Kevin Vicuña on a nice play by the first baseman. Two down in the eighth. Ever Hover on a screamer towards him. And he was playing in. The ball was hit decently hard, not 100 miles an hour. It was clocked at 87, but he was playing not too far behind the bag. Had to react quickly. First pitch to Watkins. Jared takes it on the outer half for a strike. Making the bullpen just one run allowed yesterday and none today. Tristan Pauly, 2 scoreless innings with no hits. Michael Brewer's 0-1 pitch is down and in. He's retired the first two batters he has faced. 5-1 Frisco, top half of the eighth inning. will play again tomorrow at 7:05. Speaking of good pitchers, Owen White looks to continue his strong 2023 campaign. A 1-1 to Jared Watkins at the knees just below for ball two. Owen White's counterpart will be Luke Albright tomorrow for the Sod Poodles. Pair of right-hand pitchers, 7:05 start on a Friday evening. Should be a fun one here at Riders Field. The 2-1 pitch from Michael Brewer is swung on and a breaking ball line to right field. Aaron Zavala comes over on a slight jog, gets in front, makes the play, and that's the inning. 1-2-3 for Michael Brewer, and the bullpen holds strong. We're done with 7.5 innings here at Riders Field. 5-1, Rough Riders lead it to the bottom of the eighth on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Down the home stretch of game three from Riders Field, Frisco in good positioning here in the bottom of the eighth inning. A 5-1 advantage over the Amarillo Sod Poodles. And the heart of the order coming up, Dustin Harris will lead off for the Rough Riders, followed by the home run slugger, Nick Tanelu. And then Trevor Hover will follow here in the eighth against Christian Montez de Oca, new pitcher into the ballgame for the Soddies. His first pitch is inside, missing the legs of Dustin Harris for ball one. Montez de Oca, his 12th appearance, one of the most regular names out of the bullpen, an ERA of 5.52 for the right-hander. Comes set to the left-hand hitting Harris. The pitch is swung on and missed. It was inside on the slider. One ball, one strike to Dustin Harris. He's 0 for 2 with a walk that loaded the bases in the fifth inning. Frisco stranded the bases in the fifth. The score was 5-1 at that point. It has remained unchanged ever since the third inning. Here's the 1-1 sling to Dustin Harris. He takes it down and in. Three straight pitches to begin this at-bat to Dustin Harris, all inside. He swung at one of them and missed. The former St. Petersburg College utility player, actually third baseman mostly, and now a first baseman left fielder by trade. The 2-1. Swung on and a high fly ball to left. Coming in is Vukovic, the left fielder, looking up into the twilight. He gives way and nobody makes the catch. It falls into left field. Dustin Harris was running all the way. He's into second base with a double. A bit of a gift double, but a double nonetheless. With some miscommunication in shallow left field as A.J. Vukovic jumped away at the last moment. And nobody was there to make the play. Normally the left fielder's ball, and he was able to get there position-wise. The third baseman, De Los Santos, was the one running out from the infield. And the third baseman was near it. Vukovic gave way to the infielder, surprisingly. And Dustin Harris into second base. Nick Tanelu to the plate. The pitch is low, ball one. So Dustin Harris collects his seventh double of the year and his first hit tonight. In the last inning, Kellen Strom was credited with a double to end the inning on a play The throw out at the plate. Here's the 1-0, a high fly ball to right, but foul off the bat of Nick Tanaloo. Two-run homer in the first inning today for Tanny. He homered twice yesterday in the same inning, which had never happened before in Frisco Rough Riders history. Two home runs in the fifth inning for the same player, Nick Tanaloo, in the 10-4 win. Here's the 1-1 pitch, fouled back off the catcher's mask. Del Castillo stands up and is okay. Tanaloo has since grounded out a couple times, but still 1-for-3 with his sixth home run. He now leads the team in home runs after yesterday's action, and he's tacked on one more today, increasing his batting average to exactly 300 entering this AB. Runner at second, no outs. The two-strike pitch from Christian Montes de Oca is swung on and missed, and Tanaloo punches out. And first out of the inning brings up Trevor Hover. 5-1 lead for the Frisco Rough Riders. Hover to the plate out of Arizona State. And originally from Arizona, Hover from Chandler. Runner at second for Hover. Corner infielders playing, well, in different spots. De Los Santos playing in, the third baseman. And a look back at second, and Harris gets back. The first baseman, Roberts, playing near the back of the infield. Second baseman, Bliss, shaded a bit towards the bag, and the shortstop, Acuna, even closer to second base, holding Harris near the bag. With one out and one on, here's the pitch to Hover. He takes it off the outside for ball one. Hover, who got engaged over the offseason, his fiancée Carly lives in Arizona, their home Gilbert, but she was here visiting last week. Got to see Trevor play here in Frisco. The 1-0 pitch is inside, bounces away from Del Castillo, and Harris moves up to third. A wild pitch that adds 90 feet for the insurance run for the Rough Riders. 5-1 lead for Frisco. It was 4-1 after the first inning. Frisco tacked on a run in the third, and then it's been goose eggs ever since. The infield pulled in. Trevor Hover looking for a one-out RBI. Two balls and no strikes to the left-hand hitter. Here's the pitch. He swings and pops it up foul into the seats, the left field side. His fiancée Carly out here to watch last week. They'll get married next February during the offseason before spring training. High school sweethearts get married next year. She saw him have a pinch hit home run last week right here at Riders Field, pinch hitting for Corey Seager. Now the 2-1 pitch to Hover. He swings and fouls it, similar spot up the third base side. Liam Hicks is on deck. Trevor Hover trying to bring home Dustin Harris here in the eighth inning. One out and a 4-run lead for Frisco, out hitting Amarillo tonight, 10-2. Christian Montes de Oca comes set. The right-hander comes home with a 2-2. Fastball swung on and hard hit to left field. Vukovic on his horse back to the warning track. Reaches up and bounces off his glove. It'll score Harris. Hover up to second with an RBI double. And the Rough Riders lead it 6-1. Hover takes it opposite way to the left field side. Vukovic, who is playing not very deep, had a long ways to go to get to that ball and did make contact with it on the run, but was unable to bring it back into his body. And it bounces near the base of the wall. Trevor Hover scoots into second with a one-out double. That scores Dustin Harris. And now a mound visit for Christian Montes de Oca, as he's allowed two doubles this inning. Gotten one out so far. Liam Hicks will be the next batter with Frisco now ahead, 6-1. Looking for a three-game winning streak and get back within three games of 500. And putting themselves in position with some great pitching this series so far. Tekoa Roby got things started on Tuesday, the starting pitcher who brought a no-hitter into the seventh inning. Jack Leiter brought a shutout into the sixth inning yesterday. And although they both did allow a home run in their final inning of work, Tekoa Roby a two-run blast allowed, Jack Leiter a three-run home run allowed. Still two very good starts And then Ryan Garcia, who allowed a home run in the beginning of his game today, but did well after. Here's the first pitch to Liam Hicks, a check swing bouncer at the plate, foul. So after the mound visit, Liam Hicks at the plate, runner at second is Trevor Hover. One out in the eighth inning, 6-1 Frisco. Here on Thursday evening, game three of the series. Hicks crouches low, the batter waving the tan barrel around and now puts it over his left shoulder. Here's the 0-1. He takes it down and in. Good block by Adrian Del Castillo, 1-1. So the last three games, the Frisco starting pitchers posting a 3.12 ERA. And Ryan Garcia could get his first win tonight if the Rough Riders hold on to this lead. The 1-1 is on the inside edge for strike two. They've done well limiting damage. 22 strikeouts and just three walks by the starting pitchers this series for the Rough Riders. 22-3, that ratio, strikeouts to walks. That's pretty darn good. There's the 1-0 or 1-2 to Liam Hicks. He swings and bloops it into shallow right center field. Ryan Bliss running back. He can't get there. Trevor Hover around third. He'll come home. The throw in from center field is cut off. It's an RBI single for Liam Hicks. And the Rough Riders get a crooked number in the eighth inning. It's now 7-1. Wasn't the hardest hit ball of Liam Hicks' life, but it does the job. Trevor Hover reading it well, seeing it wasn't going to be caught by Ryan Bliss. And so he scoots around from second base to score. Still only one out, and Chris Cease the batter. Runner at first for the Rough Riders, scoring two this inning. The pitch, a wave and a miss. He went halfway around and did make an attempt at it on a 97-mile-an-hour heater above the zone. Top of the order awaits. Aaron Zavala is on deck. Righty-righty matchup with Chris Cease at the plate. The one-strike pitch from Christian Montes de Oca swung on and fouled back. Amarillo passed Frisco in the standings opening weekend, winning two out of three. They've been jostling back and forth ever since, but Frisco gets back in front yesterday. Here's the 0-2 pitch, swung on, a hard hit grounder up the middle. Vicuña Fields, the shortstop, steps on the bag and throws to first easily in time for the 6-3 double play to end the inning. Frisco once again does not strand a runner, but they get two runs on a pair of doubles by Dustin Harris and Trevor Hover, plus an RBI single by Liam Hicks. Rough Riders now are ahead 7-1 over the Amarillo Sod Poodles through eight innings. Zach Bigley returns on the mic when we come back in the ninth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the ninth inning, the Rough Riders look to put a button on this one, leading 7-1, and Theo McDowell comes out of their bullpen. Try and finish things off. He'll face the top third of the order, Ryan Bliss, Tim Tawa, and Caleb Roberts. Ryan Bliss, a solo home run to lead off the game, and he's 0 for his last two since. Theo McDowell, the right-hander, winds and fires. Low and away. One ball and no strikes. Bliss now 3 for 11 in the series. He has 7 home runs as a leadoff hitter. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss and a good offering low and away. One ball and one strike. Theo McDowell replaces Michael Brewer, who threw a 1-2-3 eighth inning. Rough Riders using their fourth pitcher on the night. McDowell delivers. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball off the outside corner, and it's one ball and two strikes. A 4-2-0 earned run average for McDowell this year. The 1-2. Just high. Didn't miss by much. Two balls, two strikes. The 24-year-old, 0-2, making his 11th appearance on the year. The 2-2. High and tight, backed him off. The breaking pitch. Three balls, two strikes. In 15 innings, he struck out 18 to just 8 walks and allowed just one home run. Squares his shoulders to the third base dugout, winds back in the 3-2. Low and away, missed for ball 4. And the Rough Riders, as a team, have issued their third walk tonight. It's the first walk for McDowell. McDowell was so good last year at limiting base runners, especially when it came to opponents' batting average, just 160 against him last year. Dominant stuff. First pitch to Tim Tawa. Just low, one ball, no strikes. That 160 batting average against was the best in the organization, but Double-A hitters have had a little bit more success against him. Opponents hitting 263 against him this year. 1-0 pitch to Tawa. Low and away. Two balls, no strikes. That was just the fourth batter that reached against McDowell, the first plate appearance against him out of his 11 outings. John Goble is going to go out and chat with McDowell, the Rough Riders pitching coach, along with Liam Hicks, the catcher. After he walked Bliss, and then he starts Tawa 2-0. Looking forward to a fun one tomorrow. Owen White, the Rough Riders ace, takes the ball, the number two Rangers prospect and the best pitching prospect in the organization. For a 7:05 first pitch tomorrow night, he's 1-0 with a 3.73 ERA. He'll face Luke Albright, 2-2, a 5.74 ERA. McDowell ready in the 2-0. Swinging a ground ball, third base side. Tanalu has it, flicks it to second for one. Return throw to first, not in time. Tawa beats it out. One away. Fielder's choice, 5-4. Really tough ball for the Rough Riders to turn two on because it was hit so softly. It was a little chopper to Tanalu. Had to wait for it to come to him. Tried to roll it quickly, but couldn't quite get the speedy Tawa. Caleb Roberts now is 0-3. First pitch. Down low and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. That game tomorrow will be at 7:05. We'll be on the air at 6:50. Looking forward to what should be a really good crowd on hand here at Riders Field as well. The 1-0 offering from McDowell. Over the plate. In the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Tomorrow is Zoo Night with the Dallas Zoo. A post-game fireworks as well for Fireworks Friday. The 1-1. Ground ball foul at the plate, and it's 1-2. I hear there's going to be a really fun first pitch with one of the animals. Going to go down there, and if the animal doesn't show up, we'll send Josh down there in a lion suit. It's going to be great.
I could do that. I could convince everybody.
Stretch in the 1-2. Ground ball foul at the plate, and it's still one ball, two strikes. 7-1 Rough Riders in the top of the ninth.
What animal would make the best first pitch, first pitcher? So what would be the most fun to watch?
Oh, the most fun, or who would actually like have a best chance to throw a strike?
Throw it first, go best, and then we'll ask the most fun, if we have time.
I mean, it's got to be some sort of chimpanzee,
yeah.
Right?
Okay, most fun.
Some dexterous animal. The 1-2, a cut on and missed, and a high fastball. Or with the breaking ball, beg your pardon. First strike 3, and there are two away. One out away from a win on this Thursday night, A.J. Vukovic stands in. I mean, the most fun penguin, probably.
Yeah, I was thinking penguin. That'd be adorable.
Yeah. First pitch to Vukovic. Runner takes off. Swing and a miss. 0-1. And defensive indifference moves Tawa down to second. Or maybe like a big cat of some kind, like a lion or a panther or a cheetah.
Panther, yeah.
Yeah, or a panda. That would be fun. The 0-1. There's a pop-up right side. Hover going back from first. He's under it. Makes the catch in foul territory, and the Riders win. Frisco takes it 7-1 over the Sun Bulls. Our Rough Riders have won their third game in a row. They take it 7-1 over Amarillo and improve to 16-19. Amarillo 15-21 with the loss. The Rough Riders have taken the first three games of this series, and they are playing some very good baseball on both sides. Great start from Ryan Garcia in his five innings. Nick Tanelu, Aaron Zavala, and Thomas Sujacy all go deep, and the Riders win their third in a row. Josh Wharton has the postgame coverage for you when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, three games of the series, three wins. It's been a good week so far for the Frisco Rough Riders. Final score today, 7-1 on a third straight strong start for the starting pitcher. Didn't look great early for Ryan Garcia. First batter, home run. And we got a little concerned for Ryan, but he settled things down, allowing just one more hit. It was also in the first inning, and then the Amarillo Sod Poodles did not collect a hit in the rest of the game. They had two hits in the first inning, none the next eight innings. So it was a leadoff home run and then nothing else. That's the second time this season they've done exactly that. Ryan Bliss homered on April 27th, and the Sod Poodles did not score the rest of the game. He homers on May 18th, and the Sod Poodles do not score the rest of the game. It was a 5-1 win that game back in April and a 7-1 win here tonight. So when Ryan Bliss homers in the first inning to open a game, just say, all right, no big deal. And you can handle that just fine, and the Rough Riders have done it twice, and they win today 7-1. Ryan Garcia goes five innings tonight, allowing those two hits, one run, one walk. He struck out four. And then the bullpen held up their end of the deal with no walks, no hits, two walks, no runs. With Tristan Pauly going two innings, Michael Brewer going the eighth inning, and Theo McDowell in a non-save situation pitches the ninth to close out the win. Jeff Bain will be saddled with the loss. Five earned runs off the right-hander, making a spot start in four innings. He did allow three home runs today. Go through the offensive numbers for the Rough Riders. 8 of the 9 starters all got base hits today. 12 hits in the contest for the Rough Riders. Aaron Zavala with 2 hits at the top of the order, including a first inning home run. In fact, both teams got a home run for the leadoff man in the first inning. So after Ryan Bliss homered, Zavala tied it up. And that was not the only home run of the first inning. Evan Carter singled, Thomas Ajayi singled, and Nick Tanelu launched a home run for his 4th of the series in 3 games. Then in the third inning, Thomas Ajayi homered to left field, and that increased the lead to 5-1, and then nobody scored until the 8th inning when the Rough Riders got doubles from Dustin Harris and Trevor Hobber, plus an RBI single from Liam Hicks, and the Rough Riders led it 7-1 and closed it out the next inning. So a 7-1 win for the Frisco Rough Riders tonight. Frisco improves to 16-19 on the season. Amarillo drops to 15-21. The Rough Riders are now 7-5 against Amarillo this season. We'll take a look around the Texas League schedule. This is the first game to finish tonight in a fairly fast affair. Just about 2 hours and 15 minutes in tonight's ball game. Very quick game. Most of the other ones in the later stages of their respective games. In the bottom of the bottom of the 7th inning, San Antonio leads Midland 7-0. That's good news for the Rough Riders. They could pull a game closer to Midland in the Midland leading the Southern Division. Northwest Arkansas leads Springfield in the 6th, 8-4. Corpus Christi ahead of Tulsa 4-1 in the top of the 9th. And Wichita leading Arkansas 4-1 in the 7th inning. Well, taking a look around the Texas Rangers organization, Fayetteville down east 5-0 tonight. Rome with a 1-run win over Hickory 4-3. And Round Rock trailing El Paso 2-1 in the 5th inning. In tonight's ball game, those are the minor league scores around the Rangers organization. Texas, meanwhile, getting a day off. They lost to the Braves yesterday and will play Colorado tomorrow at 7:05 at the big league level. Well, that'll do it for us tonight here in this Thursday evening affair. We'll look forward to tomorrow's matchup with Owen White on the hill at 7:05 against Luke Albright. Really good starting pitchers so far for Frisco this week. Ryan Garcia collects his first win of the season. He's now 1-3 with just a home run allowed in the first inning, and he went 4 more innings without a run allowed or a hit allowed in the second, third, fourth, or fifth inning. So well done to the UCLA product and second-round pick, Ryan Garcia. We'll do it again tomorrow, 6:50 pregame, 7:05 first pitch with Owen White on the hill against Luke Albright and the Amarillo Sod Poodles on Friday evening. Hope to see you out at the ballpark or on the live stream tomorrow on the Riders Baseball Network. For Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden, signing off from Riders Field. So long, everybody, and go Rough Riders from Frisco. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!